Hello and welcome. This is the LCU Podcast, a podcast that brings stories, insights, and people from Lubbock Christian University. I'm your host, Nathan Carcino, and I'm happy to be with you for another episode. Today, we sat down with Kylie Hutchinson and Sydney Jones to talk all about LCU for LBK, a day where students and faculty pause from regular campus life and volunteer in the Lubbock community to serve others. Kylie is the Assistant Dean of Students at LCU and leads the committee in charge of this year's event. And Sydney is a senior exercise sports science major who volunteered and led efforts in recruiting students to participate in this day of service. They talked about what goes into putting on an event like this, their experiences in doing good within the community, and how LCU for LBK represents the impact of service our faith calls us towards. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Kylie Hutchinson and Sydney Jones. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I'm very excited for this conversation.
Thanks. Excited to be here.
We just finished up the LCU for LBK 2024, and this year marked the 67th annual Day of Service here at Lubbock Christian University. So could you put into words what this event is and what were some of the ways that people were able to get involved this year?
Yeah. So it's an afternoon that we spend out in the community and on campus. This year, we got to participate with 19 locations, two of those being on campus, but the rest around the Lubbock community, different nonprofits, churches, places that just needed a little extra help.
And both of you were heavily relied on in the leadership side of LCU for LBK. So, Sydney, what were some of your responsibilities this week, and how was it kind of leading all those efforts?
This week, I really pushed for students to just be a part of LCU for LBK. I really tried to advocate for the student athletes as well and my teammates. I always ask this week, like, did you sign up for LCU for LBK? If you didn't sign up, we're going to the food bank. I told a few of my teammates, you know, you can ride with me, just trying to be like a helping hand for the students who aren't really like familiar with LCU for LBK.
And Kylie, you were serving as a leader of the committee for this event. So what were some of the challenges you might have faced and how you ultimately allowed everything to work as smoothly as it could?
Yeah. So this year we were trying to change it up a little bit for the on-campus aspect of it, just to have more community around the student body and the faculty and staff that participated. So logistics around how do we make an exciting kickoff and then come back and celebrate and laugh and share stories of the different projects that we went out and did. So that was kind of a new aspect of this year that we gathered a group of students together and just brainstormed on what they might like. And so it was definitely a trial and error, but I think we did pretty well this year with our changes and we're excited for the next couple of years. So
you mentioned so many of the locations around the community that LCU was a part of and volunteering at. So what were some of those locations and where were you guys stationed?
Yeah, there were some of our biggest locations were the food bank, which that's where Sydney was. I was at Habitat Restore building cabinets. We had a lot of students at several of the public parks around the city. The Refuge, which is an equine center. We had people at Catholic Charities, Ronald McDonald House, really all over Lubbock in different areas. Some groups were smaller than others, and some had 50, 60 students at them.
Well, we saw all the pictures, and it looked like a great event. And Sydney, you're in your senior year. This is your fourth LCU for LBK event. So being a part of this one, how does it compare to some of the others from your past?
I feel like this might have been one of the funnest ones that I've done, to be honest, because I've never gone to the food bank and I've done a lot of just volunteering just in general at LCU. And so this food bank this year, it was just really fast paced. It was quick. It was fun. It was loud. We were able to move pack boxes pretty much. And so I was just unpacking like pizza. I was unpacking cauliflower and we were just putting it in the boxes. And it's kind of like an assembly line. And I just kept thinking to myself, like, if I was on that Ford assembly line building cars, I would have built some cars really quick. That's all I was thinking about.
Absolutely. And you're a part of the committee as well with Kylie. So how has that changed your perspective in the leadership and what goes into this event in total?
I think we just really tried to focus on getting the students out there and how can we make the students feel rewarded and not just make them feel like, okay, you've done this event and it's just done. And so I'm very thankful for Kylie for just allowing us to have the Chick-fil-A before, having the Soda Shack after. I know that's what everybody was looking forward to afterwards, is just getting back on campus to get the Soda Shack. So really just trying to like make the students feel good about the fact that they volunteered, but just make them feel seen as well. Like, we see what you've done. So,
and Kylie, this is your first full year at LCU and your first LCU for LBK event. So what were some of your initial thoughts going into the entire week? And then how did those meet that expectations?
Yeah. Last year I served on the committee, but it was my first LCU for LBK to see. So this year, kind of learning from some of the things that maybe didn't go so well last year, but also just a great team that had great ideas, and we met throughout the semester to try to gain momentum and get excitement. And there's so many moving parts to LCU for LBK, and people just kept asking, what do you need? What do you need? Which was super helpful. And a lot of times I didn't know, and they would just find something to do, which I just think speaks to the community and the hearts that so many of our faculty, staff, and students have.
I like to hear both of your answers in this one, but what were your biggest takeaways from volunteering in the community and being able to be a light in Lubbock in this event?
One of my biggest takeaways, well, at the food bank, his name was Matt. I don't know his last name. I wish I would have got it. But he just kept, every time we packed a pallet, he's like, that's like 500 families that we just fed. That's 600 families that we just fed. And so I just realized, like, we're doing this and we're like actually helping out these families. It makes you feel, I don't know, it just made me feel really good at the fact that we could help people who need that help. So,
and I think for me, it's just that anyone can do it. I was kind of waiting till the end to see what sites needed the most help and to fill in some gaps. And when I heard it was Habitat and we were building cabinets, I was like, I should not be allowed to do that. But I mean, really, anyone can do it. They equip you at all those different sites to do what you need to do. And you are making such a difference for the community. So just a reminder that even if you don't think you have the skill set, you probably do. And if you don't, it's okay. You're going to be a body and you're going to be an encouragement and a support to those that you're with.
Absolutely. And Sydney, you mentioned being a part of the student athlete body and including your students and encouraging them to be a part of this event. And you serve on the student athlete advisory committee as well as the vice president. So have you seen any parallels in being a part of both of these organizations? And how do you tie it all together for the ultimate leadership mission?
Absolutely. For SAC, we're always volunteering. We're always looking for where to help. And for LCU, for LBK, pretty much it's the same aspect. Just volunteering on campus. So being able to do that with student athletes as well as being able to do that with students, I feel like, I don't know, sometimes there's a bridge between being a student athlete and then also being a student. So just being able to do that with everybody, the whole entire community, just felt really good. You know, not, it just wasn't like, well, I'm here, I know I don't connect with anybody. I was able to connect with everyone. So it's just really fun.
And so for a student who may not have volunteered this year, or may have just learned of what LCU for LBK is, what is a word of encouragement for them to get involved and participate for years to come?
Sometimes it seems scary, but honestly, once you do it, you find those group of people, you know, you just ask them their name, they ask you their name, and you feel just as included. I've never felt left out at LCU, and it is really hard to take that big step. But like, once you do, you're just out there and it doesn't slow down from there. So.
And earlier this week, Kylie started off chapel on Monday quoting the university mission statement, how LCU strives to transform students for lives of purpose and service. So what does an event like this mean to the community and living up to those values as a university and then our mission as Christians?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times we seem like we're in this little LCU bubble. So I think for the community to know that we're there for them, whether these college students are going to stay after they graduate or just for the time being that they're here for these 2, 3, 4 years, that we want to be a part of what they're doing. And especially for those organizations that maybe don't have the staff and the capability, that we can come in and help and support them in whatever way that we can. And like the mission says, you know, our jobs are to be the hands and feet of Jesus and to have lives of purpose and service. And that is in anything that we can do, whether you are maybe in the more traditional sense, working with the Bible department and ministry and things like that, or you're an accountant or a teacher or a scientist. There's a way for you to serve in all components of that. And I think LCU for LBK gives a glimpse into what that can be like with going to so many different nonprofits that all do different things in the community, that there is a way to find what you're passionate about and plug it into the rest of your life.
Now, on the student side of that, Sydney, how have you felt transformed in that similar fashion since being a part of this LCU family?
I wish I would have started earlier. That's the biggest takeaway. I just wish I would have been involved earlier, because I've just seen myself grow since being a freshman and a sophomore. And then junior year, I really started getting active within the LCU community. And I always just tell myself, I wish I just would have started sooner. So they just make me real. They make me feel really seen. They make me feel really heard. And I just feel like I've just grown my relationship with Christ as well, and just with everyone here. And honestly, it's a great feeling, because prior to being at OCU, I didn't really have like a big faith journey. And so since being here, everything has just come together, and I really just appreciate everybody for making me feel this way.
Well, it did seem like a great turnout once again. And sadly, Sydney will be graduating and moving on, but hopefully she can still get involved in the community as we go on. But what is something you're looking forward to for the next couple years of the future of LCU for LBK?
Yeah, we're already starting to talk about next year, what that might look like. This was the biggest year that we've had so far, so continuing to gain on that momentum, but also looking at more ways to get plugged in throughout the year. While we love LCU for LBK, we've got some exciting things we're going to roll out in the fall for students to get involved in every month that will kind of lead up to this big celebration of LCU for LBK, but really focusing in on that service component of the university and what that looks like.
That's great. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me on the discussion today, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nate. Thank you.